Listen and Live Audio presents The Unpossessed City by John Fassman. Read for you by John Farage. For my mother and father. Arriving at each new city, the traveler finds again a past of his that he did not know he had. The foreignness of what you no longer possess lies in wait for you in foreign, unpossessed places. Italo Calvino, Invisible Cities. Chapter 1. Ichikov Prison, Ingushetia. When the hospital door behind him clanged shut, and the gate to Wing 3 slowly began to creak open, Yegor Semenovich Klasov wondered how high he could count. Not how high he was able to count in the abstract, of course, though he was merely a rank-and-file guard at Buryatynsky Prison, and had never become an army officer. He had education enough to know you could always add one. Instead, he wondered how high he would be able to count now. He wondered how many seconds were left in his life. If he started at 60 and counted backward, would he make it to 0? To 10? To 30? Surely he could make it to 30, if only by running. But how could he live with himself afterward if he ran from a fight just because he was outnumbered, hated, and had only his fists when his enemies had knives, clubs, and nails? Maybe 20, he thought. 20 would be a good end. People would remember a guard who lived on the other side for almost half a minute. Yegor remembered what had happened to Yevgeny. Handsome Yevgeny, who prided himself on being able to get along with anybody, who told the other guard.